That is the sound of the Avon Middle School students there, with the handbell choir. One of the few handbell choirs, I think, even in the country that for students. We'll find out a little bit more about that as we are into our Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, the vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. We have Avon Middle School Principal Dr. Craig Kohler on the line. Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
Good morning, and thank you for inviting us, Bruce. It's always a pleasure to be on WEOL.
And we're joined by music teacher Victoria Lero. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Hi, Bruce. I'm good. So thank you for having us.
How long have you been the music teacher over at Avon Middle?
This is my second year here.
You're number two, and you already got a handbell choir.
Yep.
You guys can talk about the process, or how did this come to be?
Yeah.
Well, we thought about a handbell choir for years and how it would be enriching for our music program, because students can play handbells without having to learn how to read music. And that's the beauty of it. And so they can produce sound and have harmony and play songs and selections, and gives them an opportunity to expand their interest. And so we were able to secure funds from the Avon Schools Educational Endowment Fund and the wonderful AMS boosters who were able to help us get the handbells and all the other things that go along with it.
Victoria, did you have any experience in this area, handbells?
I grew up in the church and played handbells since I was probably in fourth grade. And then during college, I went to Baldwin Wallace. Down the street was the United Methodist Church of Berea. They had a handbell director position open there while I was a student. And so I took it up, and once I started here, that's when I learned that Dr. Kohler had this goal, and had to take the chance to do it. So,
where do you find handbells? Where do you get these off the shelf? Is there a special place? Is there sort of the ultimate handbells that you look to get?
Yeah, so we got our handbells at Schulmerich. It's a company based out of Pennsylvania. They're handmade handbells, so pretty top-notch. And there's multiple different brands of handbells. I prefer Schulmerich. But, yeah, you can just go online and order them.
Now, where do you order you have to order gloves, right? At least that's my impression of handbells. There's always, mm-hmm. like, white gloves or some sort of special gloves, obviously to protect the handbells, but also it adds to sort of the pageantry and the flair of that. Talk a little bit about the whole process for that.
Yeah, so each student gets a pair of gloves. The gloves have grippers on them, which makes it a little bit easier to hold the handbells. The metal that is on the actual bell part is very sensitive to different chemicals that are on our skin. So the gloves can be purchased alongside with the handbells and add the flair, and they also protect the bells as well.
For kids entering into the choir, what's the ratio of kids who have, you know, had some experience with handbells before compared to kids who may not even know what those are but are just interested in picking up an instrument? And how are they adjusting to a new, interesting, you know, experience like the handbells?
Yeah, so out of the 12 that we have, I believe I've only heard of one student that has past experience with handbells. And each time they touch the bells and they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe, I don't know what to do or how to do this at all. And I always tell them to bring a highlighter and highlight their left-hand notes with one color and highlight the right-hand notes with the other color. And, they picked it up pretty fast. I was really impressed with it. They just took it and ran with it. I think it was 'cause it was something new, so...
I would be nervous, Dr. Kohler, doing a handbells because you always think you'd be the one to ring out of order, right? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah, that's correct. Well, it's amazing. Like I said, like Tori said, it's amazing how quickly the students pick up on it. And they just love it, though. And when they're playing, in fact, I was down there before the winter break and watching them perform in the classroom there, of course, socially distanced and obviously going all the safety procedures. And I was amazed at how happy they were. You could see the smiles through their masks almost, you know. They were just joyously playing away and amazed at what they could do together as a group.
Talk a little bit about the, I guess, the arrangements that are made for handbells, Victoria. How does it work, and like, what's the process? I know you'd ring it, and it seems it is it more from the elbow or the wrist, and as far as sort of just making the music that way.
Yeah, so I always tell the kids to pretend like the bell itself is filled with water or like their favorite drink. So if this is the last bit of Dr. Pepper on the planet, pretend like it's in your bell and you can't spill it, because then there would be no Dr. Pepper left. And it's just a big circular motion from the shoulder out all the way extended and then back to the shoulder. There's a little flick of the wrist right at the extension point when you're coming from the shoulder, and then you can dampen it back on your, I think it's the pectoral muscle. And that seemed to work pretty well right off the bat. But it's really easy because of the weight of the bell to want to swing it down and therefore spill whatever liquid would be inside of it. So that's a really good visual that the kids seem to grasp onto and be able to ring the bell very smoothly the first time.
Well, you just taught Rocco and I how to do it, because as you were speaking, both of us were going through this motion, and I'm looking.
Oh, yeah.
he's moving his arms over the other studio, and I thought, what's he doing? He goes, I'm thinking, that's what I'm doing too. It's like, it has more of a, it does have a different look to it than you think when you normally see it. How many students participate, or how are the arrangements put up, and how many bells do you have currently for your handbell choir?
So right now we have about, we have two cases of bells, which allows for about 8 kids to play in each group. We've got 12 kids total in 2 groups of 6. The arrangements are of the music are just like a piano player would look at music and be able to play it, except for it's a little bit more extended, obviously, because we have more than an octave of bells going at the same time. So if you were to try to play it on piano, I think you'd need about 5 more fingers than what you have. But that's each group is the 6 kids, and then I also pick up a pair of bells and help them along with that.
Do you have like a procedure when you're ready to put them away, wipe them down, mm-hmm. set them in, find the actual space? I assume there's a case that has sort of the actual mm-hmm. size that fits specifically for that particular bell?
Yeah, so each time that we go to put them away, it's one at a time. We wipe them down with a cloth that gets rid of the chemicals that might have been picked up on the bell tables. And then each bell has its own little shaped pocket that it goes into the case. And then once they're done, they can take their gloves off, but you cannot take your gloves off until the bells are in the case.
Wow. We were talking today with Dr. Craig Kohler, Avon Middle School principal, as well as handbell choir director and music teacher Victoria Lira. How has this been this year for you, just as far as getting music into the students, but dealing with the COVID-19 and restrictions and maybe kids not always there? How has that worked for you, and how has music played a part, I guess, in sort of giving positive, you know, vibes for people through this time?
Well, all right. Our programs are, the music programs are, we go by the guidelines set forth by the Lorain County Public Health people, and they give us the guidelines, and we follow it as a district. And Tori, I don't know if you want to, you know, share some of your ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I teach choir as well in general music, and honestly, it's going by the Lorain County Health Department and making sure that we're following all the guidelines that they set. Because obviously music has been greatly affected by this. Luckily for handbells, it is a percussion instrument, so there's no wind involved, which means that the distance is okay. We can go 6 feet apart and wear our masks. It's a little bit different for the other ensembles, but we're making it work. The kids have been fantastic with the adversity that this year.
Is this part of an after-school or before-school, or is it during school? How are they participating in this?
This is currently after-school.
And again, it's the and when are they as part of another? Do handbells work solo? I guess, in other words, that's a whole separate choir together, or do they ever combined with other types of music that you have there?
So it is an extremely collaborative group. We could definitely put together the band, orchestra, choir, and have handbells in there as well. And it can also be played as a solo instrument with something called a bell tree, where the bells are kind of strung together through the handles, and then you play them with mallets as a solo instrument as opposed to a large ensemble.
Do your students ever tell you, you know, I think I need to do some exercising because my wrist or my arm, having done that after a while, you're using muscles maybe that hadn't been used for a while or so?
Yes. So that's how I fit the kids for their bells, because they come in all different sizes. I'll give the kid a bell, and I'll be like, so how does that feel? Too heavy? Too light? Could you ring this for an hour straight? And they'll, like, look at me with big eyes and shake their head, no. but usually by the end of rehearsals, the kids are a little bit tired in the arm muscle category. So, yeah.
Well, Dr. Kohler, this is the age 6, 7, and 8. This is where you got kids that are this big and other ones that are that big, right, through your
That's
halls.
Exactly right, yeah. They've got the whole range, you know.
So they come through. Well, we appreciate both of you joining us this morning. It's fascinating that Avon Middle School now has a handbell choir. It's not many of these around the country that are in the public schools, but it's just another opportunity for some of the kids that are coming through that system, and always something new. And I guess your eyes are still on maybe at someday going at the Performing Arts Center that might be built at the new high school, perhaps.
Yes, we are excited about that.
That's a great feature in addition to our schools and our community, and we are very thankful.
That's good. Well, we appreciate both of you joining us this morning on our Champions of Education. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thanks
Bruce.
Too.
Thanks, Rocco. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Here we have Dr. Craig Kohler, the principal at Avon Middle, is along joining us as well. Victoria Liro, the music teacher over at Avon Middle. How about